in the lunchtime edition. The Tourism Association writes government on behalf of rental car companies for review of that new levy. A prominent businessman urges government to stop roadside vending, saying it's a major hazard that could cause a fatal accident. The Water Authority set to use private contractors to accelerate major works in St. Lucie. And the African Export-Import Bank breaks ground at Gemmets Lane next Monday for its $300 million headquarters complex and hotel. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, this country's rental car operators have written government over the announced $10 per day tax on hired cars, which they say will make them the highest tax sector in this country. Managing Director of Drivermatic Car Rentals, Aldo Ho Kong King, tells Starcom Network News that the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association has reached out to government on the matter on behalf of the car rental companies, which fall within the Direct Tourism Services Division of the BHTA.
Yes, we have, through the BHTA. A representation through them has been made on this issue, and we are currently awaiting a response. Our main concern is that this levy or tax, in conjunction with VAT, would cause car rental to be amongst, if not the highest tax service, commodity or item or good in this island to a consumer.
Meantime, independent Senator Andrew Malalu, who has shares in a rental car business, has also complained in the Senate about what he sees as the high level of taxes on the sector. He argues that taxation will skyrocket with the new levy.
The government currently collects about $300,000 per year in licenses for non-Barbadian license holders who seek to drive here. But just going on the average rental across the industry, that $300,000 is going to $14.4 million, from $300,000 to $14.4 million. When you add $10 per day, you're adding 12.5% to that cost. On top of that, there's a 17.5% VAT. So for every rental car, there is a 30% tax that government is going to collect.
Senator Malalu argues that increased taxes will drive more of the car rental operators underground. And Mr. Ho Kong King agrees.
It would certainly encourage it, because anything that has high differentials in taxation, the higher the differential, the more it looks to push persons who are not operating correctly to continue doing it incorrectly, because then the margin difference between what companies like us, who are legitimate, charge and what they would charge not paying those fees, taxes, becomes increasingly large. And this industry is rife with that problem already, with no policing of it whatsoever.
Managing Director of Drivermatic Car Rentals, Aldo Ho Kong King. Meantime, Senator Malalu has issued an appeal in the Senate for government to urgently tackle roadside vending, which he believes is a hazard that needs to be stopped. Senator Malalu believes that there is the risk of a serious accident or even a fatality as a result of vendors and their customers impeding traffic.
The situation really and truly is getting worse, because it seems now that our roadside vendors have not only taken over the verge, but in the Warrens area, they've taken over an entire lane. You stop now in the left lane to collect your goods that are being produced in the verge now. We're down to one lane. And I don't know how we are continuing on to do this. You can buy watermelons, you can get eggs, you can get fruit. And lately I've now seen a garment person selling at the side of the road. We really must do something about this. We cannot be building tens of million-dollar highways for this to happen. It is dangerous. I would like to know what's going to happen. God forbid that someone is killed, but there is going to be an accident. Someone is going to be hurt. This needs to come to an end.
Businessman and independent Senator Andrew Malalu in the Lunchtime Edition. Private contractors are being hired by government to accelerate replacement of 13 miles of water mains to help solve water issues in St. Lucie. This was the main solution revealed during a town hall meeting at the St. Lucie Parish Church last night. Tempers of residents flared several times as they spoke of their plight over the last few years dealing with discolored water consistently. However, the project manager at the BWA, Shelley Paris, told our Philip Amy, the inclusion of private entities will significantly reduce the completion time, which was initially set at 18 months.
We are seeking to address the challenges at the well source with additional equipment and repairs and so on that, to the filtration system that was installed before. And then we are accelerating the mains replacement program. So where the program was initially have taken us 18 months based on our current operating circumstances, we're bringing in private sector partners to assist us in doing that within the next 12 months. That is to say 21 kilometers approximately will be replaced within the next 12 months. We'll be working extended hours, we'll be working extended days, which is to say 6 days a week as opposed to five, and 7 to 6 in the evening or later, depending on what's happening, to make sure we can get the mains in as quickly as possible.
Project manager at the BWA, Shelley Paris. The African Export-Import Bank is set to break ground at Jemmett's Lane, St. Michael, next Monday, as government urges Barbadians to embrace integration between Africa and the Caribbean. Speaking to Starcom Network News this morning, after a presentation of water tanks at the Milton Lynch Primary School, Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, said the development plan outlined by the AfriExim Bank is all positive for Barbados.
Having the AfriExim Bank here in Barbados, I believe, is going to be part of that growth and expansion. And for us to be able to continue to connect the development of the possibility for collaboration, the possibility for working with the private sector there as well. We were already doing some of it with, even within the Division of Culture, looking to have exchanges. I think having the AfriExim Bank here in Barbados will just open up for us in terms of trade and business a new kind of era for us.
The Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. Gordon Walters Primary School has been forced to close today due to environmental issues. A statement from the Ministry of Education Transformation said its Education Technical Management Unit has been working to address recent environmental concerns at the site. It added that repairs, treatment, and cleaning have been conducted, inhibiting the access of pests within the school compound. However, there are a few outstanding areas to be addressed over the coming days. Classes will be conducted online to allow further action to be taken. U.S. President Donald Trump is to sign an executive order today calling for the shutdown of the U.S. Education Department, advancing a campaign promise to eliminate an agency that's been a long-time target of conservatives. A White House fact sheet said the order would direct the Education Secretary to take all necessary steps to facilitate the closure of the Department of Education and return education authority to the states, while continuing to ensure the effective and uninterrupted delivery of services, programs, and benefits on which Americans rely. Mr. Trump has ridiculed the Education Department as wasteful and polluted by liberal ideology. And shouts of January 6th and tax the rich flooded a town hall in Laramie, where Republican Representative Harriet Hageman faced a hostile crowd as she attempted to drown out the noise and answer questions. She's the latest such Washington lawmaker to be grilled in their home states. Voters have expressed their frustrations in several town halls across the country in recent days as they publicly vocalized their dissatisfaction with those in office. Constituents have criticized Republican members of Congress about President Donald Trump's executive power and Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency efforts, while some Democratic members have faced complaints of being disorganized and not fighting President Trump hard enough. Our top stories. The Tourism Association writes government on behalf of rental car companies for a review of the new levy. The operators say the new $10 per day tax will make them the highest tax sector in the country. Prominent businessman, independent Senator Andrew Malalu, has urged government to stop roadside vending, saying it's a major hazard that will eventually cause a fatal accident sooner or later. The Barbados Water Authority is set to use private contractors to accelerate major works in St. Lucie, 13 miles of water mains to be replaced. The African Export-Import Bank breaks ground at Gemmets Lane next Monday for its $300 million Barbados dollar headquarters, complex, and hotel. Gordon Walters Primary closed for the day due to environmental issues. Classes shifted online. And U.S. President Trump to dismantle the Education Department. He's to issue an executive order for that later today. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.